Use both hands if you want.
As Yi Xianlian bounces a ball at the Bucks Media Day, American and Chinese photographers snap his picture. A few minutes later, 15 reporters surround Xianlian for a question and answer session, and one Milwaukee television sportscaster begs the Chinese man, who has limited English skills, to say a few words for a U.S. audience. Xianlian replies.
Thank you for coming for the media day. Yesterday I came here. I was very, very excited to meet my teammate and coach and all the worker from Bucks.
But Sino-American basketball relations weren't always so rosy. Chinese basketball officials expressed concern after this year's NBA draft that Yi would not get enough playing time or international exposure with the Bucks, and even threatened to keep him in China unless he were traded. But head coach Larry Krystkowiak denies rumors that in order to get the reluctant Xianlian to come to Milwaukee, he was promised significant playing time.
We're going to do what you would do for any other player, especially a sixth pick in the draft. We wouldn't have taken him if we didn't want to develop him and do what we're supposed to do as professionals to make him as good as he can become. You know, that's the furthest promise that he got.
There are signs Milwaukee fans like what they see. At a recent intra-squad scrimmage, thousands of people screamed E every time Xianlian touched the ball. And during a second-half promotional event, Xianlian sank a half-court shot and the Bradley Center erupted. But given the Bucks' lack of playoff success in the last several years and a history of some poor personnel moves, some fans remain skeptical, including Niece Thomas.
Yeah, like, okay, he's tall enough, but is he going to really make the shot?
However, a little skepticism isn't stopping some new fans from jumping on the Xianlian bandwagon. Outside the Bradley Center, a couple hundred people gather to seek autographs from the players. Among them are a few of the thousands of local Chinese immigrants in Milwaukee. Chen Lin works for a translation service and helps run a new fan club for Xianlian.
We are very happy to have Yi to come to Milwaukee, and we will be here every game he shows up.
The Bucks say they hope many local Chinese fans will come to games, but team vice president John Steinmiller is taking advantage of Yi's presence and working with the Milwaukee business community to bring Chinese investment dollars to the city.
To the overall business and economic effort, he's an attention getter that our business leaders and our tourism leaders can use as a magnet to attract attention that will ultimately result in new business and new tourism.
The Milwaukee career of Yi Xianlian, basketball player, cultural icon, and potential business catalyst, begins for real Wednesday night when the Bucks start their regular NBA season. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.